Hey you, it's me again. I just felt like talking to you. I know you're not here, but this is a close second, I guess. I wish I knew where you were. I wish I knew who you were. But until we find each other, this is going to have to do. So I wanted to tell you what you have to look forward to when we do finally find each other. I know I've shared a lot. I've shared my dreams and I've shared my fears and I've shared my desires. But I haven't told you what being in love with me is going to be like. Or, well, I guess what I would imagine being in love with you is going to be like. See, the world is really crazy right now. Really crazy. But once we're together, none of that's going to change. But what will change is how it feels going through all of it. You won't be alone. I won't be alone. You can fall asleep at night listening to me snore. Yeah, you probably should know that I snore. It's not really bad though, it's cute. You know, it's cute girl snoring. You can fall asleep holding me, my head on your chest, or spooning me, or just holding my hand on the pillow. You won't have to go anywhere alone if you don't want to. And if you want to, you can. But to see, it'll be a choice. Not inevitability. Yeah, I can talk. Inevitability. There we go. But there's one thing that I haven't told. And it's that I've been waiting so long for you that I have a lot of affection saved up that's had nowhere to go. And so I hope you're okay with a lot of affection. Truly. I always want you to know that you have my heart and you have my soul. And that means that you have my body too. If you want to kiss me, you get to kiss me. If I want to kiss you, I get to kiss you. If you walk past me in the kitchen and you just feel like playfully smacking my ass, you get to do that because of who you are to me. And if you look at me and just feel the need to kiss me, I will melt. I will melt to finally know what that feels like. Because it's gonna feel so good. And, you know, I know that I've talked about sex and, you know, some of my adventures and my proclivities, but I think the thing that I want more than anything is to be able to make love with you. I mean, really, truly, make love. Whatever that looks like. It doesn't have to be a plan. That doesn't have to be a scene. It's just two people, two hearts being together, feeling, touching, tasting, talking, and it's going to be easy. Maybe not at first. We'll need to get to know each other. But eventually, it will just be natural, effortless even, that our bodies will learn each other, and they'll just know how to communicate after we've learned all those little places that get to one another. After we've learned the looks that make the other warm and melty. After we've learned the words and the phrases that never fail. It's going to be so beautiful. So, I don't know where you are. And I don't know who you are. But I know you're out there. And we'll find each other. Although, if you have any control over the situation, I'd appreciate it if you got here sooner rather than later. I have so many kisses for you. So many